welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, A Newha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday. Welcome back. Okay, y'all. Just in case you're wondering, no, I still don't have water. Texas! It's all good, though, y'all. I'm going to have some great updates after March 31st that I cannot wait to share with y'all. I'm so excited. You definitely want to tune in to April episodes. Trust and believe. I got all the corporate tea. It is piping hot. And I can't wait to share that with y'all. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Listen, it's that time of year for many folks. Annual review and pay increase time. Some of us are happy about that. Some of us are not. Time of year where many of us corporate warriors sit in a conference room with our manager. Well, I mean, now it's sit on a Teams, BlueJeans, Skype, Google Hangout, Zoom call with this person. And we listen to what most of the time ends up being complete and utter bullshit. Even if you get a high rating, they still ain't talking about what steps you need to take to get a promotion. Yeah.
Felicia, you're doing so great. You're doing such a great job. We just, you know, love your energy. You're just so awesome.
Okay. Well, I would like to understand what are the things I need to demonstrate in order to take my career here to the next level.
Well, you know, you still have some more time in role,
or
there's some areas of opportunity, but we're going to work on those.
Or
maybe it's just timing. It's just the timing, Felicia. Like, give it some time. We're working on it. I'm working on it.
Have y'all heard any of this? Any of this sound familiar to you? And the crazy thing is either you didn't do well enough, or you're so good that they can't afford to lose you from their team. I know y'all feel me. Well, sis, if this all sounds familiar to you, it's time for you to leave. Run, Forrest, run. Leave. Don't stay there. Pack your shit up. Go. Hurry up. Fast, quick, and hurry. You should be on LinkedIn every goddamn day. Looking for your next opportunity. Outside that bitch. Okay? So today, I'm going to break down all the signs that point to get out. But first, corporate warriors. Okay, so today I want to shine a light on this badass. I actually read about her last year, but you know, pandemic and stuff, you just be getting confused about things. But if you haven't heard about Ramona Hood, y'all, this woman is a badass. She is the president and CEO of FedEx Custom Critical. She's the first African-American woman to lead a FedEx operating company. FedEx Custom Critical provides expedited freight shipping services, delivering hundreds of thousands of shipments annually. Under her leadership, the company will become agile in using innovative technologies. That was from the website. But there was this other article about Ramona. So roughly 30 years ago, 19-year-old Ramona Hood was a single mother searching for a consistent day job to support herself and her six-week-old daughter, while simultaneously taking night classes. Aiming to transition from working in retail, Hood landed a steady 8-to-5 shift as a receptionist for Roberts Express, which became FedEx Custom Critical. From her start as a receptionist, Hood quickly moved up the corporate ladder to the safety department after 12 years, holding various executive leadership positions at FedEx Custom Critical and FedEx Supply Chain. You guys, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. So, Ramona Hood, God bless you. You are an inspiration to all of us corporate warriors, and I hope that someday I get to meet you in person. All right, guys. So, let's talk about first sign that you need to get the hell out. Picture, you've been in your role for 2 years or more, and there are no signs of promotion, rotation, free product, extra bonuses besides your little whatever percent you get. I mean, you just sitting there doing the same thing day after day after day after day. I mean, you're not even getting short-term assignments. You're not learning anything new. They're not trying to let you demonstrate a critical skill set. They're not investing no money in your development. If this is you, I need you to be on LinkedIn right now looking for a new job at a new company. Because, honey, you are a worker bee, okay? That means that they are not going to promote you, that they are happy with the work product, and they only see this for you right here, right now. So like in Corporate Warrior Spotlight, where Ramona was kept moving up, like she was a receptionist and then she moved to the supply chain and like she finished school and she did all things and they saw this bright, shiny light in her that's probably just amazing and just adding value. And so they poured into her and kept helping to groom her to leadership. If you're not getting that, it's time to go. You know, when you find your money is stagnant, your job is the same. And I mean, even when you're told you're a high performer, you could get fives every year, working your ass off doing the most. But ain't nobody ever said, hey, hey, we want you. We got this role for you. We're going to promote you. It's time to go. And the thing is, you have to ask yourself, have you asked why? And if you don't know why, then you need to ask. And the other question you need to ask yourself is, are you comfortable where you are? Why? Why are you comfortable? Career stagnation is the devil. You have got to move forward. There needs to be forward movement. If you listen to this show, then I know you aren't complacent about your career. This show is the career management podcast for Black women. And even if you ain't a Black woman, then you really want to do something because you're listening to a podcast where I talk as Black and ignorant as I can to my people. So listen here, okay? If you're listening, then do something and get out. And the other thing that I want you to ask yourself is, what are you afraid of? This devil you know is far more deadly than the devil you don't know. If a new job doesn't work out, it's fine. Get a new job, just like you got the new job. And trust, if you know how to articulate, and I know we hate that word, but it's the best word for what I'm trying to say. If you know how to articulate your skill set and how you add value to an organization, and then you back that up with all your wonderful results of how you've added value, Somebody else is going to hire you and they're going to pay you more money than what you're making now. And they most likely going to promote you. I mean, hell, sometimes you'll get a double promotion. But that's all I got to say about that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what is on your manager and what is on you that's stopping your career progression and is surefire signs that it's time for you to take your ass somewhere else. But when we get back from the break. All right. So as y'all heard, Chris put me on blast the last episode of season 4 and pretty much said, you gonna ask these people for help and you gonna start this Patreon. So I started a Patreon page, working on additional content. Go on over to patreon.com/trillinbashow and become a patron and help us make more dope content to help us survive and thrive in corporate America. And we are back. Listen. All right. So now that you have talked to yourself during the break and said, you know what, Felicia might have a point. I might be making some fear-based decisions. Let's also look at if your boss is blocking you or if you blocking you. Let's examine that. Because if it's you that's blocking you, maybe you don't need to leave. But we're going to talk about it right now. Okay, so listen. So for shits and giggles, let's just assume that the company itself is a solid company and doesn't have a hostile or toxic culture overall. Let's just say, you know, your boss may just be an asshole or not a good manager or whatever. Okay, Felicia, well, how do I really know that? Okay, well, number one, does your boss help you? Does your boss act like they want to help you? And not just like act like they want to help you, as in, you know, Felicia, if there's anything I can do, I'm here to help. I'm here to help you. Oh my God. I have had so many bitches ass bosses, and they are bitches, bitch asses, to sit up there and look me in my face and tell me that they're there to help me while at the same time trying to figure out how to put me on a pip, which is difficult because I execute my ass off, motherfucker. You're going to have to fight real hard to get me on a pip, okay? You're going to have to put in extra work, okay? But here's the deal. If it's not lip service and your boss really does like, hey, you know, I'm here to encourage you. Like, I want to see you succeed. And these are the things I'm doing to do that. Then are you meeting your boss halfway? Then the other thing you got to recognize is your boss in any way discouraging you? Like, if you tell your boss, you know, one day I want to be the CEO of this company, and they be like, oh, you don't want that job. I don't care how good their intentions are. And trust me, their intentions may be amazing. They may be like, I don't want that job because I know I'm dealing with bullshit. And then I know that up there is more bullshit. And girl, I like you too much. That might actually be their intention, but it's not for them to decide how far up the ladder your black ass want to go. And even if it's a positive reason why they're discouraging you, they still discouraging you. But most of the time we come up against just blatant like,
you want to do what? Oh, no, we don't see that for you.
Like, they'll tell you sometimes. And then sometimes they'll go high pitched and be like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. OK, well, I'm here to help. No, they not. They lying. If your boss always finds a problem, something you need to fix, something you need to grow, and then tell you just have to demonstrate this one more thing. And then after 50-11 million demonstrate one more things, it's still another thing you still got to demonstrate. Listen, we not going to play that game. Because white men get to fail forward all the time. Not all of them. Let me put that out there. But we've seen a lot of them. I mean, I got receipts. Go check out my most recent LinkedIn article. They just get to get jobs that they not even qualified for. Because we believe y'all can do anything. Even though you haven't gone to school for it or ever did it, in your previous work history. Don't get me started. So listen, in the worst, I think this is the worst. So once you have demonstrated all the things, you overachieving, you did the extra 5 projects. I mean, you have killed yourself, right? You have done all the things performance-wise. They tell you, just hold on. Just, please, just stay with, just, it's timing. It's timing. Oh, let's say they even ask you to take a demotion to stay with the comp. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ask me to take a demotion, it's going to take Jesus to come down to my head and tell me in no uncertain terms not to straight up cuss you out and leave that day. So y'all be better than me, okay? And I'm going to pray for us. And the other thing about the timing thing, if they say, oh, we need more time, or there's no roles really, or it's not the right time, okay, well, spend some money on my development then in the meantime. Send me to one of those fancy $10,000 leadership shits, right? Do that. And if they're not doing that, then you know it's time to go. Now, it's up to you. If you haven't let your boss know that you want to grow your career at the company, that's a problem. And let me be clear, letting your boss know is not just saying, oh, I want to be promoted. No, no. In fact, I did a whole episode last season, actually 2 seasons ago, about never saying that phrase. Don't you ever go to your boss and say, I want to be promoted. Because then the question is why? So go back and listen to season 3, episode 37. Stop saying I want a promotion. Do this instead. Okay? So don't just blankly ask, like, do you want a promotion? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm your boss. And you say, I want a promotion. I'm going to be like, okay, well, why? Why do you think it's time to promote you? Show me the receipts. And I don't care who you are. Show me the receipts. Okay? Now, listen. You have to get forward movement, opportunities like gaining a new job, a lateral with a raise, at the bare minimum, a lateral with a raise, okay? And that lateral gives you a new skill set. You gotta get development opportunities like those expensive leadership training programs and whatever else training and ELC and the McKinsey's things and all that stuff. Yes, invest in me, company. Okay. These are the signs that you need in order to stay, because then you know, okay, they may really want me to stay. And I say may, because sometimes they'll throw this shit at you, like they'll throw you LTIs, they'll throw you, because diversity. Come on now. It's all a game. So play it to your best ability. And understand, one bad manager don't stop no show. If you haven't built relationships with senior leaders and you don't know what your reputation is and you don't have a reputation for the great work that you're doing and the leadership and value you bring to the organization, if you don't know what that is, you can't articulate what that is, you can't point to the senior leaders who you can go say, hey, you know, Bob, I've been working on this and I delivered this much value to the company. If you're not having those kind of conversations with different leaders on a regular basis, you ain't done your part. Next week, I'm going to talk about how to build this relationship wall. So when some bullshit go down with your boss, you have built your wall and you're going to keep your bad manager out. How about that? But when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the most important question you need to ask yourself to truly know if it's time for you to leave when we get back. The Trill MBA Show is happy to announce a partnership with a fantastic organization named Juno. Juno uses the power of group buying to help people get lower interest rates on new student loans and student loan refinancing. So if you're like me and you got a bunch of student loans and the interest rate is high, Juno can help you get lower interest rates so you can pay off your student loans faster. Listen, I am so excited about this. Why? Because Juno is completely free. It is a free resource. You have no obligation to take the offered deals. Juno gives power back to us, the borrowers, and allows us to take ownership of our financial future. I am so excited about this partnership. And the process to becoming a member is simple, and it only takes 2 minutes. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more and get lower interest rates on your student loans, y'all. Let's save this money, okay? Now back to the show. We are back from the break. Told y'all I was gonna have some short episodes this month, right? I love y'all too. So here's
the most important thing.
All right, this is a two-part question. This is what you need to ask yourself. Do I want to stay here? And am I willing to do what it takes to grow my career here? And then what is your gut reaction? Not the reaction that comes after the thought, like, I mean, I got bills, like I got student loans, like I can't just leave here. Like, I mean, I just been here, like I know how to do the job. Like, I mean, that's fear talking. Like, you really need to be honest with yourself. Do you really wanna stay there? Do you really wanna stay in that role? Do you want to stay with the company? Do you want to grow with this company? And are you willing to do what it takes in that organization, in their culture, to be the rock star and rise up the ranks? Listen, you own your career. Sure, there will be the bullshit, right, that you got to go through and endure. We all do. We all go through it. But you have to get honest with yourself. Have you set yourself up for success? Has the organization set you up for success? If the answer to either of those questions is no, then you know what you gotta do. And whatever you gotta do, it all means you have to move forward. Forward movement, growth, going, not dying, moving, not sitting still. Okay? So don't be scared. Go be great. Now, if you have a need for some help or advice about a specific work situation, you can go to trillmba.com/coaching and schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com, and I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me. Or you can email ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. And don't forget, you can get a free coaching session if you send me a listener letter, okay? So send me a listener letter, ask me a question that I can talk about on the show. We can workshop it on the show, and you can get a free coaching session. Now, until next time, guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.